And I want to start with this. Many people want to win in life. It's actually the desire of everybody to win. But there's things that if we don't take cognizance of, if we don't work on it, it would create a barrier between us winning. God has designed all of us, not some, all of us to be winners in life. When God was writing your history, he put the winner, Lagbaja, winner, Daddy, winner, Joseph, winner, Femi. That is the plan of God. Somebody is now asking, if that's the plan of God, how come some people are failing? How come some people are getting into more debt, into more problems? Do you know there's some people, every time you see them, they want to tell you their whole story. You don't know how bad I had it last week. You don't know what happened to me the day before yesterday. It looked like, no, this year was not my year. It's almost the same story. And sometimes we are almost concluding that maybe people are not saying it openly. But some people have said it in their, maybe this person is cursed. I better run away. Because how come this person is having issues? Sometimes you can't put our hand on their issue. They seem to be going from one problem to the other. I don't know, maybe you've seen people like that. It looks as though they are jumping from one prayer meeting to the other. They are with this person online, they are with that person online. They have more than 27 prayer page on their WhatsApp page that they are attending every week. And sometimes you wonder, is God deaf? I don't think so. I don't think so. And this is why this topic is important. Winning together. How can I consistently win in life? How can I consistently win as a family? Because it goes even beyond you. God wants you to win in your family. Not only in your family. God wants your church to win. God wants your community to win. But if somebody is having an issue, is losing, it's contagious. It is. And that's why it is so important that it needs to start with you. We're talking in Bible Sunday school this morning. Dominion. That it starts with you. You need to win. When you win, it affects everybody. Do you know that's why testimony time is good? Somebody is announcing they are winning, and we are rejoicing with them. Somebody said, why am I rejoicing? The reason why you are rejoicing with them is your own is just around the corner. Because when you win, also we will rejoice with you. That's the way it is. I want us to read the scripture. Because this is scripture that God gave me about winning together. And we would break it down as much as we can go today. Can we open our Bible to the book of Psalm 133? Psalm 133. Winning together. Not just you alone. Everybody winning together. Bible says in verse 1, Psalm 133 verse 1. Behold, how good and how pleasant is it for what? For brethren to get together what? In unity. And just in that one verse, it opened up a lot of discussion. And this is where it becomes very interesting. Because God has created his word to straighten up our thoughts, our ways of life. That's why any believer that is stuck in their ways, stop from winning. You don't have everything figured out yet. And that's why every day you must read God's word. Why? Because what God's word would do is this. Which area that you are deficient, it would ignite it and straighten your thought up. Do you know so many people, one of the areas of life where they are losing is their thought. Their thought has crippled them. Every time we are saying, oh, everybody must win, their thought said, not you. And they agree with their thought. They say, this year will be your own year of supernatural fulfillment. They said, no, not me. They said, this month is our month of supernatural acceleration. They just discount themselves. Do you know that thought that you allow to reign on your inside create a barrier for you? But you do not have to stay with that thought. Thoughts can be challenged. Thoughts are meant to be challenged. Any thought that does not line up with God's word, you don't have to take it. Do you know the thought that is going on in the mind of some people? When the thought that their old school teacher told them, he said, you cannot amount to anything in life. And the person carried that thought. Every exam the person is writing, the person is locating that thought. And I'm praying today that every stronghold of thought that has ruled over your life that is not in resonance with God's word, I break it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I break it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And this is why you will know that so many things are happening. I remember I had a lecturer. First day in the class, we were almost 70 in the class. And the guy showed up. The first thing he wrote on the board is this. I'm sure all of you, 75% of you will fail this course. That was the first introduction. As he said his own from the front, I said my own from the back. I said I'm exempted from that room. The moment I said that, I've not listened to the class, I've not heard the lecture, I don't even know what it's about. When he said his own, I said my own back. Why? Because with your mouth, you liberate yourself. And with your mouth, you cage yourself. Do you know, I checked the results. Many people failed. And as I said it, I was exempted. Is it because I am anything? No. It's because the man is putting on a spiritual law. And that spiritual law stipulates this. Anything somebody says about you and you don't reject it and you accept it becomes something that will happen in your life. Do you know that's why I always look at some parents? Just because some teacher says something about your child, you now make it a permanent thing about them. Please don't do that. Don't do that. Go to them, listen to them, take advice, but that is not their... Your child is not their own. So they don't have right to label my child. They don't have right to label your marriage. They don't even have right to label you. And those are things that, it looks simple, it looks subtle, but you need that opportunity. Break it. Open your mouth and speak. If you want to win together. Because your winning is our winning. When you win in life, we win. We celebrate. When you don't win, it becomes a prayer point. Why? Because we are associated with you. You are not on your own. Do you know one of the strategies of the enemy is to separate you from people that can help you? Do you know how many people have left church? Somebody stepped on me. Somebody looked at me. Do you know it's not about the person that looked at you or stepped on you? That's not the issue. The enemy just engineered that person, knowing fully well that you will respond to it. Why? To separate you from people that will pray over you. Pray over your family. Why? The enemy enjoys division. I can give you 20 areas of light of division that people have. Every day, I see it. And the media is helping in that. They are dividing us. The have and the have not. The tall and the short. The brilliant and the not brilliant. The women and the lady. Among the women, they still even divide themselves. The beautiful and not so beautiful. The big and not so big. When even that one is finished, they now look at the air. I have more air than you. I have more that. It goes a long way. Why do you think the enemy is busy doing that? He's busy doing that so that he will alienate you. What about if the person that will pray for me is a man and you already divide yourself? Do you know how many women have not married today? Not because somebody has not proposed to them. Not because people have not approached them. But somebody in their younger years told them that men are bad. So any man that comes across them in their mind is bad. This is another bad one. How can you marry if every man is bad? No, how can? Division. And that's something that we need to work against. The Bible said it here. He said, how good and well when brethren dwell together in what?
Unity.
Do we know our difference? We do. Do you know our difference is supposed to be beautiful? How horrible would it look if everybody looks like me? And when I'm looking at everybody, they look exactly like me. It's not okay. People are meant to look different. God has diversity of people. And they all look beautiful and wonderful. I want you to turn to your neighbor and tell them you are beautiful and wonderfully made. I am honored to be around you. I'm honored to be around you. I'm honored to be around you. It goes a long way. It goes a long way. And those divisions, now we are finding it even in the family. Because it goes now beyond you. Do you know how many people look at themselves in the mirror and they don't like what they see? If you don't like what you see, it will be difficult when people compliment you to accept it. Do you know how many people they compliment that you are looking wonderful? I say, don't deceive me. How would you believe God if God said you are beautifully and wonderfully made? Who made you? Did you create yourself? Did you make up yourself? You didn't do it. God that created you already had a mindset for you. Winning together. My brethren, I want to put this outline out. Your family that you came from is not an accident, one. No. Where you are now, they are not accidents. You might not know all the reason for it, but they are not accidents. And God is working in such a way, placing you in different things, in different groups, making sure that everything will work together for your good. Am I saying every abusive relationship is of God? No. But do you know what? There's some decision God asked you to do, and you did not do it, and you chose your own way. So many times, people don't tell us all the truth. People knew why they are in difficulty, but they won't say it, because God said to them, go this way. They said, no, I want to go this way. So they went down. And things go wrong. Instead of them to go back to God, they now become pride. Me that left that place, I will now go back. The same enemy that tricked them to leave the day and the place of their supply is the same one that is telling them that don't go back. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pray God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Paul understood what we are talking perfectly well. And in the old framework of the body of Christ, he starts explaining something very vital. Because it did not only end in family, it goes to the body of Christ. How many of us know that we are members of the body of Christ? And the body of Christ is not only redeemed. Okay, we all know. Okay, so I'm in a good place. It's not only redeemed. Every part of the body is important. Paul now explains something very vital. In saying this, that every part of your body, as insignificant as the hair on your body is, it has a function that it's doing. Imagine, remove all the hair in your body and you find out what the benefit of it is. There's so many parts of the body that is so beautiful. Every part is important for one thing or the other. You may not know. That's the same way every one of us that are in this house, we are part of the body. And we cannot afford to withhold the supply that we are supposed to do. We can't. We cannot afford it. And the way God has designed it is this. It is good that every part work together towards a particular aim. And that is winning together. Meaning that if we are losing, it's because somebody is not playing their part. That is the reason. But I want to challenge us today to look at ourselves and say, where is my part in the body? Where is my part in the body? How can I play my part? What can I do? How can I do it? Do you know one person cannot fulfill all the part of the body? As good as the brain is, the brain cannot do the work of the hand. As good as the hand is, the hand cannot do the work of the eyes. As good as the eyes is, the eyes cannot do the work of the mouth. Do you know there's so many organs even in your body that you do not even know they exist? And they are functioning, they are doing their own part. I'm talking about winning together, which means this: every part of the body must serve their function for the betterment of all. Is that okay? Is that okay? Every part of the body must do what they need to do, even if it's just to smile. Do you know if you smile at somebody, that can bring comfort? I said, can you imagine? Somebody just saw me and smiled at me. It's a good compliment. Do you know just shaking somebody's hand and saying it is well with you might just be what the person needs for the week? Just a hug. Just a friendly gesture. Just a text message. Just a word of prayer might just be what they need. And now you are doing all your own part in the body. Paul was saying this. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 12. He said, for as the body is one, and yet have many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, but yet one body, so also is Christ. Is using our physical body to depict what the body of Christ is, which you are part of. Everybody is important. I don't know how to say it louder than that. Everybody in the body is important. I wish every Christian knows this truth. Do you know if we know these truths, they will not find you pulling down your brother or sister? They will not find you pulling down a particular pastor, deacon, or deaconess. Why? You don't want to be part of people that are destroying your own body. I've not seen it. Maybe it exists. Okay, it does. If somebody just put a knife and start cutting himself, what would we term the person as? Sorry? Mad. Do you know if you see a Christian that is tearing another Christian down, that's the definition of madness. Go and watch them on social media. There's nobody that is beyond them. With their small phone, everybody, they can touch anybody. And they don't mind. And they will start telling you that I'm a Christian. I'm born to a Christian home. At least we want to know their profile. Before they start saying things they shouldn't say. And it's a body thing. If you are part of that body, pray. I'll be saying that we'll do everything right all the time. No! But if you don't even do everything right yourself, if you want us to know that you don't do everything right yourself, put yourself on a video 24/7. Just give us 24 hours and record yourself everywhere you are going, everything you are saying. Because you are not doing things right, so everybody will miss it one area or the other. And that's the definition of what? Being human. Because the moment you go on the judgment seat and judge your brother or your sister, you must be ready to stand in that same perimeter of judgment. We will need to judge you. And the enemy likes to push things. Look at her. Look at how he's looking at me. Maybe the sister is not even looking at you. Just to bring division. I'm saying that unity is important for us to win together. Unity is important for us to win together. If you are part of a team, be part of that team. Pray for that team. Help that team. Work with that team. If you are part of a church, help the church. Be part of it. Pull yourself together. If you are part of a church, let it not be said of you that you are the one that is pulling people down. I've seen many people, when they sit with unbelievers, you think they are unbelievers. Ah, they said, you don't know all those Christians. I don't like them myself. And my question is this. And the same sister, the same brother will carry Bible. They will hide it under the, before, when it was physical Bible, they will just use newspaper to wrap it. Why? Because they know who they are when nobody is watching them. Now it's by phone. At least you can't see the phone. We need to win together. Because Jesus Christ is what? The head of the body. Many of us don't know. When you accuse anybody, speak ill of anybody that are part of his body, he will take it personally. And I will show you an example. It's life in the Bible. When I saw that example, I was like, wow. I didn't know that it was this. I will show you. Can we open our Bible to the book of Acts chapter 9? Because many of us would have liked the Bible to be written differently, but it's written this way. Acts of Apostles chapter 9. Verse 1. And Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciple of who? The Lord. Went to the high priest and desired him a letter to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he find any of this way, whether they are men, women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. That was his task, and he was doing it well. Verse 3. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus to catch some people. Suddenly a light shined around him from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecuted who? Jesus Christ was not even on earth anymore. But Jesus Christ was saying, he was persecuting me. He didn't say, why persecute my church? He did not say that. He said, why persecute me? Why persecute me?
Do you know if God will show up on that social media and said, who is it that judge another man's servant? Who are you that judge another man's servant? Is it your servant or my servant? Do you know there's a law on Twitter? If you retweet what somebody else retweet, you are liable. If you retweet it, you didn't start the tweet. If you retweet it, you are liable. If you repeat what somebody else said about somebody you did not know, you are liable. I'm talking about unity and winning together. Many unanswered prayer are trackable to this. Because what you are doing is this. You are going against the body and you are praying to the head of the body. How do you think it will work? You are speaking bad, ill of a particular family, and you want the same family to borrow you some money. How do you think it will work? Because Jesus Christ took what Saul was doing personally. He said, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Do you know for the first time in the life of Saul, he's been doing it, he's been escaping with it. He said, who art thou, Lord? He changed in it. He didn't know it was the Lord that he was. He was like, for this person to smack me down and talking to me, he said, who art thou, Lord? And right there, he became saved. Isn't it written in the Bible? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what?
Shall be saved.
He got saved. Just by that word. And it's so important that the unity of the body must not be broken. Don't be party to it. If somebody wants to start the conversation, excuse yourself. Pray for the person. How good will it be nice if every gossip that you're about to have end the prayer meeting? That sister, bro, let's pray for that. That UK, bro, let's pray. You know they will stop calling me. They what? They will stop calling me. If anybody that wants to start a conversation with you about Sister Lagbaja, Brother Lagbaja, you go and say, let's pray for this person. I know you are concerned about this person. Let's just eat our lunch. Person will say, I want to make another phone call. He said, you can't make another phone call. You called to discuss the person, didn't you? Oh, well, we might as well pray for the person. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So it is so important in our journey, in our life. Everything we do, let's do it with the consciousness that we are one body. Let's do it with the consciousness in your family, you are one body. Even with yourself, with the consciousness of who you are. Don't undermine yourself. Don't undermine your family. Don't undermine your team. Don't undermine your church. It is so important. Why? Because of one thing. Anytime you go about pulling down other people, destroying them, speaking ill of them, you shouldn't bother praying. How many of us pray every day? If you don't pray every day, you should. If you want that prayer to have answers, except you are doing a religious activity. Do you know how many people do religious pray in the world? Almost everybody in the world pray. If you are not praying to one thing or you are praying to the other. So it's not prayer that is the key thing. It's the one that you are praying to, or whether you want answer or you don't want answer. So it is important that we work together in unity. I don't know how to say it more than to emphasize this. That if we do not do what is right, when we know it is right, it now becomes a sin. it becomes what?
A sin.
Sin is not only breaking 10 commandments. 10 commandments is just the beginning of it. Anything you do outside the jurisdiction of law, if you know to do good and you do not do it, it's sin to you. So I know some people say, I just keep the 10 commandments. I said 10 commandments is the beginning. But there are more. Anything you know that is right to do, and you don't do it, to you, it is sin.
I pray God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pray God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And hence, this is why God has put everybody in the house for all of us. To develop us, to train us. Here we have pastors, we have deacons, we have leaders of different categories. Why? So that they will train us so much that we will become like Christ. That is the goal. Every goal is to become like Him, to speak like Him, to think like Him. Don't join the party of the earth. You just accept me the way I am. The way you are is good. But not good enough. Everybody needs development. That's why they can't even accept you to a company without you training. Even they are more intelligent than many people. Do you know every company that you go to, they will train you? You have continuous training. You have weekly training. You have monthly training. Sometimes you have yearly training. Why? So that you will not give an excuse that you don't know. Ignorance is not an excuse. You are driving a car. The moment you handle the car in this country, you cannot just say, I didn't know that was the law. I just came from Nigeria 3 days ago. No, it doesn't work. The policeman will just be smiling at you. Sorry, your registration, your name, can I take your details? Why? It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. The same way. The devil prefers people that are ignorant. Why it takes advantage of that? And that's why all of us need regular training, regular teaching. Why every one of us needs to get to a place that we are like Christ. When we speak like Him. When we think like Him. When we pray like Him. And we all have opportunity to do this. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pray God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Any sign of division is actually shows your level of maturity. In the house, in the church these days, when you see somebody moving in the gift of the Holy Ghost, healing, working of miracle, tongues and interpretation, we all get excited. I get excited too. Sometimes I move to that. But do you know it's not a sign of maturity? No. It's just a sign that you know how to yield to God. Paul was speaking to the Corinthians. He said, you have every spiritual gift in you. You have them. You are displaying them. Tongues and interpretation. All those things are exciting and good. But I cannot speak to you as spiritual. For he said, for as long that there is envy, jealousy, wrangling, fraction among you, are you not unspiritual and fleshy, behaving yourself after a woman's and like mere unchanged men. And was talking about them, praising them earlier, that they have all the fruit, gift of the Holy Spirit in them. But they have division, wrangling, all manner of things. These are things you need to kill. Why? It is important for you to win in life. Do you know these things start from home? Children, our small group friends, our team, our workmates, please and please walk away from this. The reason is this. It's destroyed the body. While I was studying for this, God pointed my attention to something. Do you know there's a particular disease that makes the body fight against itself? The body will start destroying itself. Why? Because the body thinks the other person is an enemy. The body will start destroying it. When I read it, I was like, wow.
This is even natural. We have not talked about spiritual. They call it an autoimmune disease. He said it's a condition that you are referring that in autoimmune disease, the immune system, which is designed to protect the body against harmful substance, mistakenly identify healthy cells, tissue, as foreign and start attacking them. You now see what happens when we attack one another. We self-destruct. Jesus Christ put it simply. He said a house divided against itself cannot stand. Husband and wife fighting against themselves, the home will not stand. And everything bent down on selfishness. What he did to me, how he made me feel, is about my own right, my own privilege. But I found something very interesting. If everybody is looking for every other person's privilege, I want to do you good. I want to outdo you in good. I want to outdo you in kindness. I want to outdo you in fellowship. I want to outdo you in help. There won't be any strife. Selfishness dies. Selfishness always put himself first. My right, my privilege, who I am, who I am not. Do you know? There was a day I met a man say, "Do you not know I'm the man of this house?" I cringed. I said, "If you have to say it, you've lost something. You've lost something." I've never opened my mouth and tell them, "Okay, I'm the man of this house." Everybody knows who the man is. You don't need to say it. By service, help, assistance that you render. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Let people know you by what you do, not by what you say, not by title, not by the way everybody. Do you know, my heart cries. And the reason why my heart cries is this. Actually, people are the one destroying themselves. You know, the devil just sets you a trap. And the trap is this. He knew that God is bound by his word. And he understands his word. That in the absence of love, prayer becomes insignificant. And he created enmity between you and your brother. So he just look at you, he will destroy himself. And he just watch. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. I want us to rise up on our feet. We'll pray. Because this is a cancer that needs to be removed. These are things that the moment you fix it, everything just snaps back in the old. Even within yourself, everything starts working back. In relationship, everything starts working back. I want you to hold your neighbor. Hold your neighbor. And you're going to pray. And the prayer is you first. And the prayer for you is this. God, help me. Help me. Any area of my life that I've been working against myself, show it to me. So that I will be able to repent and turn around from it. I want you to pray. Pray for you. I know you are holding somebody else, but it's you first. Let's pray about you. Pray about you that God. Is there any area that I've been? Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for me. Help me. Lord, open God. Is there anything that has been doing? Lord, that has been working against myself. Every strife, every division, envy, jealousy, I kick it out in the name of Jesus. I pray to you, my Father, Lord, that this thing that the enemy is using as a plot against me, against my life, I say in the name of Jesus, I pull it out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You're going to now pray for your neighbor. The Lord help my neighbor. Help my neighbor.
his eyes to see every area of his life that he has opened the door for the enemy to oppress. Open his eyes. Open his eyes so that all those doors that will open, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it will be closed in the name of Jesus. Help him. Help him, Lord. Help him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help him. Help him. Lord, any area of my life, Lord, that any doors have been opened. Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Open my eyes to see. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
The Bible says, either breaketh an eye edge, the serpent will bite. We're going to pray for healing. That every area that the enemy has used as an entrance door, we pray for healing for one another. I want you to pray for your brother. That in the name of Jesus, every area, serpent has bitten, every door, I say in the name of Jesus, we pray for him. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Ask your mind that's given me authority in the name of Jesus. Every entrance of the Lord, I say in the name of Jesus, get out 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 in the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Do you know there are some health issues that are associated with what I just spoke about? We're going to pray that in the name of Jesus, every health issue associated with what we've talked about today. Today is their last day. Healing flow. I want you to pray in the name of Jesus. Pray for healing for one another. The Bible says when you pray for healing for one another, you receive it. In the name of Jesus. Every health problem, diabetes, insulin issue, or any form of degenerative disease, or high blood pressure, or dementia, or hearing problem, eye problem, tummy problem, leg problem. I say we cast it out in the name of Jesus. We cast it out in the name of Jesus. We cast it out in the name of Jesus. We cast it out in the name of Jesus. We cast it out in the name of Jesus. We cast it out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray for one another again. That Lord, from beginning from today, oh, we will work together. In the name of Jesus, I will love you. I will love you with my whole heart. I will pray for you. I will be a blessing to you. Keep praying for one another. In the name of Jesus, I will be a blessing to my home. I will be a blessing to my friend. I will be a blessing to our church member. In the name of Jesus, love wins. Love leads. Love rules. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I want you to stretch forth your hand. Let's stretch your hand. Father Lord, we thank you for an opportunity to stand upon your word. And I pray for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, even every baby, both in hand and in the tongue. And I pray over them that any form of distortion that has been caused, even by what we have talked about today, in the name of Jesus, I proclaim healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I proclaim healing in the name of Jesus. I proclaim healing in the name of Jesus. Every power of darkness that is holding on to things that we've done in our past, Lord, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, of whom I serve and in whom I stand, we say in the name of Jesus, remove your hand in the name of Jesus. I say freedom, come in the name of
Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. We give you adoration. Thank you for healing. Thank you for healing. Thank you for healing. Thank you for restoration of fellowship, of relationship, of all, even of friendship. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's have a seat. Hallelujah. I believe that God has done great and mighty thing, hallelujah, which is so, so good, hallelujah. Thank you so much, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want to welcome our guest, hallelujah, people that are fellowshipping with us for the first time. Oh, we have Mrs. Adenike. Hallelujah. Where are you? Oh, if you can rise up, man. You're welcome, man. Yeah, come to the front, man. Hallelujah. Can we give her a round of applause? Hallelujah. Hey. Who invited you, man? Nobody. Wow. You just saw a sign and you came in. God bless you, man. Hope you enjoyed the service. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. And she's joining us. You're welcome. I pray all your heart desire will reach your hand in the name of Jesus. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will bless your family. The Lord will bless your home in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will bless your children also in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay. Miss. Miss Ifeanyiwa Joy. Oh, you're welcome, man. Hallelujah. Thank you. She was encouraging me as I was preaching. Hallelujah. You're welcome, man. Who invited you, man? Okay. You're welcome, man. Hope you had a lovely time. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Issy, this wonderful lady will be taking you out for refreshment to tell you a lot about us. Hallelujah. She's a good woman. You know, the smile is. Sister Issy, I need to tell you. Are you a good woman? Are you not a good woman? I know you're a good woman. So if you follow her, can we give them a round of applause? Praise the Lord. I think there's a form that's... Yeah, where's the form? Please, for people that actually promise to partner with us concerning the building that we are in now, we have the ownership of the building now, we need to make some beautiful adjustment to it. Hallelujah. Can somebody help me with the children, ushers? Please help me. So if you have your form ready, you have spoken with your family. Actually, the form is about people that want to partner with us. But if you don't have your form and you want one, if you raise up your hand, the ushers will give you the form. If you have people that want to partnership with us with renovating this building now belongs under our care and management. So if you have your form, but if you don't have it and you want another one, or you misplace it, please, ushers, can you help me, please? Ushers, help me. If you don't have it, you misplaced it. Oh, yes. Brother, your place. Please, no, please. And please, if you can fill it. And it. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Please, when you fill it, just hand it over to our ushers. They'll be able to work with the form. Hallelujah.